This goes to Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Saylor, S-A-Y-L-O-R, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-291-5348 regarding Al, last name Sebring, S-E-B-R-I-N-G. Date of birth April 2nd of 1949. Dear Ms. Saylor, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Sebring with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, uncontrolled diabetes, and hypertension. His last visit was October 11th of 2021. He has had some extremely high blood sugars since his last visit. Labs were done April 7th, and his fasting blood sugar was 4.33, and hemoglobin A1C was 10.7. Previous A1C was 8. He has had to discontinue his allogliptin and the GLYXAMBI has been difficult to obtain from his insurance company. He is back on metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Actos has also been discontinued, and his Lantus insulin has been increased from 15 units to 22 units at bedtime. He has not had any hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He has lost 6 pounds, though, over 6 months. He does have some blurred vision for distance, probably due to that extremely high blood sugar. No episodes of hypoglycemia to his knowledge. No sweats, no fatigue, no headache, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have some dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No current edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Other medications include Synthroid, Atenolol is 50 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily, Lisinopril maximum dose of 40 milligram daily. He's on Zetia and Niaspan also. Physical exam. His weight is 210 pounds, blood pressure 158 over 78. In labs, those were done April 7th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.23. Estimated GFR is 61. Sodium is 133. Potassium is 4.8. Carbon dioxide 23. Calcium is 9.2. Albumin is 4.0. PSA was 0.42. We don't have a recent hemoglobin, but he will get that with his next lab draw in July. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no volume overload, hypertension, not currently at goal, and diabetic nephropathy with uncontrolled diabetes and uncontrolled blood sugars. The patient will continue to work with you for improved sugar control. He will need a diabetic eye exam, but that may be best to wait for a few months till his sugars are more controlled. He will continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months. He will follow a low-salt diet and will try to improve his diabetic diet and be more compliant with that. And he's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.